नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Text number 23. Kalpayusham. Kalpayusham stanajaya punarbhava.
Elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death.
Although life in Bharatavarsha in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection, even in this short life, by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in the material world. This is further confirmation of the statement given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharata Bhumite Hare Manushya Janmaya Janma Sattaka Kari Kara Parvaka. One was taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha has a full opportunity to study the direct instruction given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and thus finally decide what to do in his human form of life. One should certainly give up all other propositions and surrender to Krishna. Krishna will then immediately take charge and relieve one of the results of passing through them. Aham tvam sarva papyebhyo moksheyesha amma suchaha. Therefore, one should take to Krishna consciousness as Krishna himself recommends. Manmanam bhavamat bhaktaro madhyajimam namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer me obeisances. This is very easy, even for a child. Why not take this path? One should try to follow the instruction of Krishna exactly and thus become fully eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam diso arjuna. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. This is the best opportunity offered to the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha. One who is fit to return home back to Godhead is no longer liable to the results of karma, good or bad. Om Jnanatmasya Jnanam Janashalakya Sakshuram Ritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Vishyam Sarapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Mayam Tadati Swagatantikam. Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarpanaragmatam Tam Sajivam Savaitam Sagrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvananita Sri Shakam Tam. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gopengi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhamakasadeve Pranamami Hari Panchakalpata Rupesha Kripa Sindhu Vekacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
The number of Brahmas that appear and disappearing is like the bubbles which you can see in the
So even that, and then what to compare to Sharanamayesha, which is the life with the this world. But that is better than the life is there in the heavenly planets. Getting to heavenly planets is not easy. One has to do a lot of pious activity, one has to do a lot of charity, one has to do a lot of sacrifice. And then getting there, one can remember the lotus feet of Vishnu there as well. What is the problem? The problem is mentioned in the previous text also. Excessive sense enjoyment can derail one from the path of remembering Lord Vishnu. Too much of opulence. Anything too much is actually a problem. Isn't it? Over-enduring is a problem. Overeating is a problem. From my current instruction. Want more. So that is fueled by the greed. But here she says, you know, because of too much of opulence, one actually, the focus is not there. In order to achieve anything in this material world or the spiritual world, one needs a devasatmika buddhi, focus, laser-like focus. But because of opulence and sense gratification, then that is, can be diverted or can be missed out. So that's the problem. It's like even though the demigods are such an elevated platform, but still they are talking about the Bharat Varsha. It's like someone, for example, I was thinking, if someone in a building, in a high-rise building, a skyscraper building or something, a CEO or something is sitting there in a room, and then he is in the big building and then he is watching over his window. And then in the window there is a small hut or something where two small kids are playing, or a family having some nice relationship, loving interaction. He may feel, even though he may be in a big elevated position, but he is saying, I might miss that. Oh, I didn't have that opportunity to have time with family or having that good time. I'm busy in the affairs of this. I have everything at my disposal, but I don't have the time or the interaction. But here the same, when the demigods are seeing the play, the Bharat Varsha, they glorify him. Because they have the full opportunity to perfect their life. The Bharat Varsha, where there is opportunity, they say there the glorification of Bharat Varsha is given. Even Prabhupada writes that even the Bharat Varsha, people are already know to certain degree of Atma Tattva. They know, okay, I am not this body. They know that I am Atma, I am Jiva. And then even a pseudo-religionist gathering, or even a false guru or person who is not bona fide, people are ready to listen. They gather. And in 2 hours time, you can reach a holy God. He can reach a holy river. Prabhupada writes, Bhagavasya have lots of river and lot of mountain. It's interesting, he says, just by remembering, taking bath or touching the river, one get purified. We pray Ganga Chaimanya. So all these rivers are very purifying nature, the Ganges. Mahaprabhu said, I have two mother I want to visit. One is Sachi and one is Jaga Mata, the Ganga Mata. These are my two mothers. And the Yamuna river, still available. So the rivers, the mountains, the holy dam, the atmosphere is surcharged for a person if he can take advantage, then he can perfect his life. So that thing is very attractive, even the demigods are discussing. So this place is very much oriented towards spiritual life. By people, then the varnashram system can be followed. Prabhupada writes, even the people don't want any division, they don't want the castes. We're not talking about the caste system because that is perverted reflection of varnashram dharma actually. So varnashram dharma can be followed. The purpose of varnashram dharma is, if you really see, awards one liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from ignorance. Because activities done on the basis of ignorance will actually entangle the living entity and cause suffering. How does that one get liberation? Apavarga. In the previous verses it talks about apavarga. Apavarga is liberation, but actually that liberation is by performing the varnashram dharma, one get a chance or eligibility to associate with a pure devotee. That's the second step. Then Varadavarsha, one can follow Varnashram Dharma. One following Varnashram Dharma many life and one is doing pious activity, then get a chance to associate with the pure devotee. And that moment is actually liberation, because whenever we meeting with the pure devotee, what is the next step? He will liberate you from ignorance. Om Ajnana Timurana Nisya Jnana Jnana Shrakya Shakshu Mundita Mena Tasmai Shri Guru Veda Mata. Because pure devotee is a guru, he's called a heavy, he's called the one who cuts. What he is cutting? He is not cutting material thing, he is cutting the ignorance of the living, he is cutting the shackles of the material energy, he is cutting the modes, he is cutting the misconception, he is cutting our darkness, ignorance. So when a person is coming in contact with the pure devotee, that's the moment of liberation, and that's what the conversion is offering us. And then finally one can be able to perform unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme God. So that is available in Bharatvarsha. Why one need one long life? If you really see here, it talks about the Ayush. There are two kinds of people we know. One is materialistic and one is transcendentalist. The materialist also want to live long. He wants to live long because his concern is, he's thinking, this is I, my body, my family. If I'm not able to give protection to my family, for my wife, my children, who is going to protect them? Who is going to save them? So I have to stay long. I have to guard this fort. I have to protect them from their miseries. I have to protect myself and my family. So he wants to live long. Then if a transcendentalist also want attached to the body, if the transcendentalist also desiring to live long, then what is the use of labor in the study of Shastras? This is even in text 14, the same chapter. Nalumuni prays to Narayana and Rishi. He says, what is the use of a transcendentalist studying all these Shastras and scriptures and still want to get live long and attached to the body? The first thing Krishna says, you have to tolerate this happiness, distress. In the battlefield, these people, the people going to die, you should understand, you are not his body, you are a soul. Bhishma, Drona, everyone going to pass away. You should tolerate. If you tolerate it, then you are eligible for liberation. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. That if you tolerate this season, like this distress, happiness, distress, just like the season, changing season, then you are eligible for liberation. Vaishnava Prabhupada, Jesus, when I was listening this morning, Prabhupada, there is a story that the prince, gives a blessing, the prince, for a prince he says, you stay long. For a prince he says, stay long. Why? Because right now he has a facility and a opportunity and enjoyment, but too much sense gratification, Prabhupada says, you know, then he has to go to hellish land. May suffer. So better he live long. Then for a Muniputra or Brahmachari, he says, you die soon. Because you have done a lot of austerity. So your credit is there. And for a devotee, you can live or you can die. It doesn't matter. Because the life of a devotee is same. Whether living or if you, a Vaishnava is lived to spread the holy name or the glories of the Krishna, the Lord. Either you live, either you die. If you die, your service will continue. If you live, the same service will continue. Then for a butcher, you don't die, you don't live. Because if you die, definitely the life is hellish, right? And your life is now, right now you're living, that is also hellish. Killing the living entities. So Vaishnava, you know, living to spread the glories of the Supreme Lord. Whatever time is given. So Prabhupada is a great example of, he showed us how to live in this world and how to lead the world as well. While he was living, he has taken the opportunity to spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even while he is on the deathbed, he is constantly make sure that he uses that opportunity to translate, to give the Bhaktivedanta Bhagavad, to give instruction to his disciples, how to conduct, how to, you know, continue this devotional service. So that's greatest challenge. For a devotee, the challenge is that whatever duration he practices at the time of death, he should be able to remember the Supreme Lord. That is the biggest point. Why we are practicing devotional service, why we are practicing remembering Krishna, why we are doing our sadhana every day, every moment, why we are doing constantly, because at the time of death, if we don't know when it will come, it should be able to help us to remember Krishna. That is what they hear. The prayer also, that one may be able to do perform devotional service. Because the material energy is very powerful in one sense. It's very powerful. It is also working hard to distract us, to make us feel part of this material world, to make us feel that this is going to be a permanent home. Make us feel that this process is not going to work. So the devotee is constantly thinking, how can I be able to remember Krishna? So here in the Prabhupada writes about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request, Bharata Bhumite Havile Manushya Janmaya Janma Sartaka Kari Karabhupara. This is an Adi Lila 9th chapter. The tree of devotional service. Here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requesting everyone to participate and distribute the fruit of devotional service. He is the gardener. He is the trunk of the tree. He is actually done everything. He is saying, I am only one, how can I distribute everything? So please come and participate and distribute this love of God to the branches and sub-branches. He's requesting everyone to participate. Anyone has taken birth in this material world, it's a great opportunity to participate in the Sankirtan movement and distribute to everyone. Especially Bharat Varsha is focused because Prabhupada is actually writing that book. I am just a one person from India. I can do so much. When all of you taken birth in India, can do more. Because it is, if you see, the Manushya Janma, the purpose of human life, purpose of human life, if you see, especially Western world, there is nothing much about the except the fact that you can try to find or figure out different way of and sense enjoyment. Just do it, live life, king size, make sure the infrastructure is better so that you can able to enjoy more variety of enjoyment. The purpose of human life, the Manushya Janma, is known in the Eastern philosophy, especially in the Bharat Varsha. They have that great treasure. What the purpose of human life? The purpose of human life is to associate with a great saintly person, following in their footsteps, and to perform devotional service. This is a great treasure actually. This is a great wealth. Because not many know what to do with life. They don't know what is the purpose of human life, what to do with human life. Whatever is given, okay, let me go like that. Like a sheep following the blind sheep. Or, you know, the horse which is covered. Whatever circumstances, whatever situation, let me pass through and finish my life. They were not taught to ask, inquire question about the Absolute Truth. They were not taught about the, ask question about the life. And this is given in Bhagavad Gita, this is given in all the Vedas, Bhagavatam, Upanishad, so many Puranas, so many texts given by the great saints. That's why it's compared to a manual, very important. A manual is such that one knows how to use that machine very efficiently and very productively. So similarly, if a person doesn't know what to do and acting in ignorance, then he is completely lost. So when even you know when we take birth in a Bharat Varsha, he may be very close to the treasure, but still he wants to imitate the Western, or he wants to imitate the sense gratification. Then he is like animal. He is like two-legged, polished, sophisticated animal. That's all. Because he is not living like the human being. And Paramapata, one may say, oh, I want to help. Then one can help by life, artha, culture, diya, by action, by money, by words. But Prabhupada said for preaching, in the same purport, or you know, for example here, Mahaprabhu saying, one can do the ultimate benefit for others. Prabhupada focus on how one can get perfection for oneself. And this Prabhupada gives everything. Basically, this Prabhupada also talks about what is the process one has to do, where is one located, and what is the goal. Sambandha Abhidaya Prayojan. The process is one engaging devotional service. Prabhupada goal. One surrender to Krishna, one engage. One mana bhava bhakto and sarvada dhamma paritya. How can one do? One can think of Krishna, one worship Krishna, one become a devotee of obeisances. And what one will get? Jyatva deva puna janma. He will not take birth again. If he follow the process, he will attain the goal. So, mainly focusing on how one can get perfection. And then make other perfection, other happy. Because if you see, a devotee preaching and a devotee happy in Krishna consciousness is somewhat synonymous. Because a Vaishnava is para dukkha dukkhi, para sukha sukhi. When a Vaishnava can be happy? A Vaishnava can be happy when he sees others or whoever surrounding himself is happy. How can we say a person as a Vaishnava when only he is thinking about himself as happiness? Then he is not a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada, he could be happy in Vrindavan. There is nothing stopping him. He is old. He has all the reason. He has done his bit. He has, taken a sannyas. He has tried his league of devotees. He started back to Godhead. He was trying his everything. But still, for him, the pressing issue is that many people are in ignorance and passion. Who is going to save? And he was thinking, how can I make others happy? So Prabhupada focusing on individual perfection. So for example, if we take this seriously about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, life in Bharatvarsha. Anyone in Krishna consciousness, everyone in Bharatvarsha, if you really see. Like yesterday, Sudhir was saying that you think every place where Prabhupada is a place of Vrindavan. It's a special place. And whoever associated with that, they are all residents of Bharatvarsha. So then in that case, if you see, so individual, if you take perfection, then you are forced to share. If you are performing Krishna consciousness nicely, then you are forced to share this process to others. You can't be, you can't be having it oneself. Because if you see, the Vaishnavism or the spiritual life is exactly opposite to the materialistic way of thinking. The materialistic way of thinking is, how can I be happy? How this I has to be there and satisfaction has to be there. Then you put all the combination and combination. I want this to satisfy. I want to get that to satisfy. How can you are the center of everything and whatever is pervading and revolving around you. Very much focused on one thing, that I has to be happy. But that is not, giving to hammer that you have to be a servant of the servant, need to be humble. You are not this material body. So when we are thinking, when we are taking this process, then obviously we are thinking, how can I serve others? How can I do good for others? And the highest is giving this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. That is the power of the Lord. And the best part is, the more you give, the more you will perish. physical way of Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is the more one gives Krishna to others, he is actually relishing more. So Prabhupada writes in that same Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, unless one is interested in shreyas in his own life, so he cannot preach of shreyas for the benefit of others. It's very simple. How can you give to others unless if you are not you know, relishing or understanding or appreciating? The prayers and shreyas, the immediate benefit and the ultimate benefit. People only focus all the ism, all the philanthropy, altruism, or all the good. Oh, we have to do good to others. We have to give food to others, we have to give shelter to others, we have to give this, we have to give that. All prayers, that all immediate benefit. And a devotee is focused on ultimate benefit. Ultimate benefit is go back home, back to God. No more birth. Why to suffer? Why to have this temporary business? So, but unless one is convinced of the ultimate benefit for oneself, then he cannot give to others. So this is Prabhupada. So that is very, very important that one surrender. And that in the surrendering, here it says, one has to take opportunity, because this is a full opportunity to study the direct instruction given by Krishna. We have this opportunity. Any devotee in Krishna consciousness have the full opportunity to take these teachings of Gita. And surrender to Krishna. As I was listening to a lecture, in that Prabhupada is speaking on the appearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So Prabhupada was giving the detail of how we come in contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and how he was a special person in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because Prabhupada says that during the time of Bhakti Vinod and Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, there were a lot of apasiddha sampradayas were coming up. He was saying there were 13 apasampradayas, Aula, Baula, Gauranga Nagari, Shakyapiti. Like, he said, I don't want to go into details because each will take an hour, it will take 13 hours to explain all those things. But he was saying about that Goswami Jati, that the hereditary title of Goswami. And he was saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was so heavy on that. And even Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, they were really pushing the proper Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could appreciate that because there are so many deviations. And we have the opportunity to have the right, ripened fruit of devotional service, which Mahaprabhu was speaking about in this chapter. So, Prabhupada is explaining that my Guru Maharaj was giving personal instruction. He gave me personal instruction also. And I was always thinking. And then he was speaking to his disciples. And Prabhupada established some temple. So he said, my Guru Maharaj established 64 temples. I am also trying to establish temple. And Prabhupada said, what is my success? He is saying about what made me success? Well, everyone is interested. You know, someone is successful. Everyone is interested. How do you get that? How do you achieve? So Prabhupada said, my success is I absolutely believe the words of my Guru Maharaj. I have 110%, I have 10% faith. I have full faith on the words, on the instruction. I absolutely believe that this is correct. What he is saying is correct, and I follow. And that is a success. Now this is, you know, if you see the items of Sarana, I was checking the items of Sarana. Items of Sarana, one of the items of Sarana is that always believe firmly in God's protection. And even, you know, the definition of faith in Chaitanya Charitamrita is given that faith is that Krishna will take care of everything. That everything will be taken care of just by surrendering to Krishna. Complete faith. So, accepting favorable for discharging devotional service, rejecting unfavorable things, always believe firmly in Lord's protection, feel exclusively dependent on the mercy of the Lord, have no interest separate from the interests of the Lord, always feel oneself meek and humble. These are items of surrender. Here even, you know, in the verse where Krishna says, Sarvadharma Bharatyaja, you surrender unto me, I will protect you from all sinful direction. Do not fear. And how to do that? So Krishna says, okay, you can think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisance unto me. This is very easy even for a child. Prabhupada in the lecture, he was saying, if you can think of me, it's good. If you can't, okay, you become a devotee, it's good. If you worship me, okay. If you can't do anything, at least pay obeisance to me. Because other things are, you know, maybe one would think, oh, it's too much. At least we come before Krishna, we come before the Adavallava, and we pay before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Balaji Subhadra, Gaurinathan, we pay our obeisance to them. That is a big thing. Even if we do that, very easy, we come pay our obeisances. So why not take this path? One should try to follow the instruction of Krishna exactly and thus become fully eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God. One should go directly to Krishna and engage in his service. This is the best opportunity offered to the inhabitants of Bharata Vrsha. One who is fit to return home back to God is no longer able to the results of karma, good or bad. So we have this greatest opportunity by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and devotees. We have access to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, other books. Take us and we give to others. That is the most pleasing. Krishna says, one who shares his knowledge to others is more dear to me. Isn't it? Yeah. Okay, I'll stop here if anyone has any comments or question, correction. We are in the process of surrendering.
That verse they reported from Narada, what is the use of studying the Vedas? If the transcendental is still attached.
Yeah.
Where is it from?
Yeah. Yeah, 14.
Of course, not the same chapter.
Same chapter. In the Bhagavad Gita, if despite practicing Bhakti Yoga and studying all the Vedic literature, one is afraid of giving up this bad body What is the cause of all his suffering? What is the use of his attempt to advance in spiritual life? The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from body attachments. Okay. And the Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shlokavali.